Senate will come to order. Roll call.
Roll call for Wednesday, February 26th. Anderson District 2.
Here.
Anderson District 28. Barnard.
Here.
Bebout. Burns.
Here.
Case.
Present.
Christensen.
Here.
Coe. Cooper.
Here.
Kraft. Dockstader, Driscoll,
here.
Amrick,
here.
Esquibel,
here.
Geis,
here.
Hastert, Hicks,
here.
Hines,
here.
Johnson,
here.
Landon, Meyer, Nicholas, Nutting,
here.
Perkins, Peterson,
here.
Rothfuss, Schiffer, Scott,
here.
Von Flatern,
here.
President Ross,
here.
Coe,
here.
Anderson District 28,
here.
The members of appropriation are excused.
Okay, so Bebout excused, Dockstader excused, Hastert excused, Meyer excused, Perkins excused. Landon?
Excused.
Nicholas?
Excused.
He's here.
Oh, here he is.
Here.
Nicholas?
Here.
Dockstader?
Here.
Rothfuss?
Here.
25 present, 5 excused.
Prayer by Pastor Whitmore.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we find ourselves here at Wednesday, middle of the week, I just want to lift up the Senate and God, the burden that they carry for the state and for their role. And God, I'm reminded that you tell us that we can cast our burdens onto you, that you will place the government on your shoulders. And so, God, it is my prayer for these today that they would picture themselves equally yoked with you, placing their burden on your shoulders as they carry the burden that they carry in the roles that they have. So God, I pray that you would empower them, give them a strong day to accomplish what you have in front of them. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Members of the Senate, today we are joined by the first grade class from Cheyenne's Dildine Elementary School. These students are here this morning to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance and to teach us their school pledge. So please join me in welcoming these young students and their teacher, Ann Carter, to the chamber.
Thank you.
Thank you for leading us in the pledge today and teaching us the Dildine Pledge.
Thank you.
We're glad you've joined us and we're proud of you.
Yes, I did.
Reading, correction, approval of the journal. Will the reading clerk read the journal committee report?
Mr. President, your journal committee reports that the journal of February the 25th, 2014, has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator James L. Anderson, Chairman.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the report is adopted. Okay, Senator Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'd like to have privilege of the floor.
You may.
Thank you very much. I'd like for us to welcome today some scouters that we have here from the Boy Scouts of America. We have the Eagle Scout recipients from 2013 and with their parents up here in the gallery above us. And we have some professional staff here and members of five Wyoming Boy Scout councils. Would you welcome them here to our chamber?
Welcome to the Senate. Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
Members of the Senate, your Joint Conference Committee on the Budget Bill will start meetings today at 12:30 in room 204. And, Mr. President, in case we get bogged down, I'd like to be excused and go ahead and work into the afternoon, if that's all right with you and the majority floor leader.
That is fine with me. Senator Escobel.
Privilege of the floor.
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President. Fellow senators, if you'll look over here to front of your desk at the top, we have a class from St. Mary's School, which is located about three or four blocks west of the Capitol. So if you would join me in welcoming St. Mary's fourth graders and their teacher, Susan DeFries, and the principal, Pat Lane.
Hey, hey.
Senator Barnard, did you want privilege? You're okay? All right. The doctor of the day is Christina Beringer from Cheyenne, and the nurse from today is Cindy Woods from Wheatland. Today in Wyoming history, 1929, President Calvin Coolidge establishes Grand Teton National Park, but didn't exchange any land. A quote for the day is, it's what you learn after you know it all that counts. Messages from the House.
February the 25th, 2014, from the House of Representatives. Message number 175, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 1. The House conferees are Representative Harshman, Chairman, Representatives Brown, B. Nicholas Stubson, and Throne, Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Is there reports from standing committees?
Mm-hmm.
February the 26th, 2014, Mr. President, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom was referred House Bill 11, Engrossed Controlled Substances, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Burns, Christensen, Esquivel, Hicks, and Schiffer, Senator Schiffer, Chairman. February the 26th, 2014, Mr. President, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom was referred House Bill 33, Engrossed Jury Pool Selection, Archaic Language. Reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Burns, Christensen, Esquivel, Hicks, and Schiffer, Senator Schiffer, Chairman. February the 26th, 2014, Mr. President, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom was referred House Bill 175, Engrossed, Transfer on Death Deed. Reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Burns, Christensen, Esquivel, Hicks, and Schiffer, Senator Schiffer, Chairman. February the 26th, 2014, Mr. President, your committee number four, Education, to whom was referred House Bill 104, Engrossed, Education, Release of Student Information. Reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Anderson, 02, Barnard, and Cole, and Landon. No, Senator Rothfuss, Senator Co-Chairman. February the 25th, 2014, Mr. President, your committee number five, Agricultural, State, and Public Lands and Water Resources, to whom was referred House Bill 20, Fire Prevention and Electrical Safety Fees. Reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Driscoll, Emmerich, Geis, Hicks, and Johnson, Senator Geis, Chairman.
It's majority floor there.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the Republicans will have a caucus right now at the top of the stairs, our usual appointment room, to consider appointments. Then we'll return right back to go to second reading.
Okay. Mr. Minority Floor Leader? You caucusing?
You can have the whole area here. Or you can use my office.
We have a whole group of people here that just walked in and
well, we could do a second reading.
No. Okay. Was somebody going to introduce these individuals? They're all in yellow shirts.
Who's got the yellow shirts?
Is this a challenge? Senator Anderson.
May I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
Mr. Chairman, I think perhaps I received an email some time ago that I may have forgotten about. If I am correct, within my district, we have the Youth Challenge Program at Camp Guernsey. I believe from the yellow T-shirts, that's whom we have in the balcony. So would you please... I just want to say before we stand to welcome them, this has proven to be an outstanding program to reach those students in our state that indeed face some challenges. So with that, please welcome the Youth Challenge Group from Camp Guernsey up here in the balcony.
Welcome to the Senate, and I hope you enjoy your day here. With that, Senate will stand at ease till the sound of the gavel. Majority Party will caucus upstairs.
Oh, my God.